The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
Never thought we'd start an episode of Implicit Bias by essentially ending an episode of Implicit Bias, but here we are saying hello and at the exact same time starting to say goodbye. So it is hello from me, your humble host, Kevon Bordelon, as we bring you yet another 2 hours of solving the world's problems, one weekly whiskey at a time. We'll say hello to a distillery, which Southern Louisiana apparently said goodbye to a few years ago or so. We'll taste a new flight on this week's episode from Mr. Lester Steakhouse, and we'll proverbially send off a member of the crew. Quick reminder, hour one of Implicit Bias is brought to you by Piper's Haven. Rene Girard is in the TSPL for this recording. He'll also be at the shop when you swing by. Well, if he's not there, I'm sure his team will take care of you. Pipe tobacco, cigars, Lamp Bergers, you name it, he's got it. Go see Rene, 3916 West Congress. Rene is the stogiest. Now, what Rene certainly can't do, he can't produce this episode of Implicit Bias. And I don't mean like he can't be the hour one sponsor. I mean, he can't be behind the board and do all that stuff. Let's be honest. Rene, a lot of times, can't pronounce his name in hour two on most episodes. So if we can get Burley to turn off his phone, which we will, you know, Rene would not necessarily even be able to drop in commercials, censor out the bad words that Caleb Morse says all the time, make me sound like Barry White on a good day, turn off the mic for someone sitting in the chair of intoxication, keep the correct timing for the show, stop us from talking during breaks, get the crew back on task, set up all the gear, work out while we have a hum in the microphone, all while tasting our weekly whiskeys and turning really the bourbon bully into a friend from the corner. Sam encompasses some really big shoes on Implicit Bias, and we know that we'll actually never be able to replace him. Now, that's no slight to Walker Griffon, who's actually in the corner right now. Look, Sam just will never be Walker, and Walker will never be Sam. We really wouldn't have it any other way. But as Boys to Men told us back in the 90s, it's just so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. After this episode, Sam will officially be yesterday here on Implicit Bias. Unfortunately for us, however, it is time. See, there's a really old lesson about timing and when it's time for certain things to happen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 reminds us there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. We occasionally have chosen war on this show, which Sam had to clean up and make radio worthy. We do our best, though, to mainly choose peace. What we don't get to choose is the time to scatter stones and the time to gather them. We're doing both at exactly the same time this week. We are gathering new stones to the show and adding to the Implicit Bias crew, but we are scattering stones by, well, kicking Sam to the curb. But let's be fair, it's actually the opposite. Sam is kicking us to the curb. What we hope is that Sam isn't doing just saying goodbye to his yellow brick road and that he goes farther than we ever would as a member of this crew. That's what we hope for him. We are hoping he achieves success at an Elon Musk level. And after all, that we should all wish for all of our fellow men, right? It's one of the biggest problems in the world today. We all want to be the star. We all want things to be about us. We hope that this move for Sam gives him more than we ever could. So yes, Sam, we'll always have a chair for you in the TSPL. Matter of fact, we'd love for you to come back and you make us famous. We'll honestly never completely say goodbye to Sam. Just like anyone else who comes into this crazy, sophomoric, overgrown, five-year-old men's show that's allowed us to drink, create a sphere of influence, We'll spend this show wishing Sam the best, knowing that goodbye isn't forever, and continuing to solve the problems of the world one weekly whiskey at the time is a worthwhile venture. So what's up this week? Well, you never know what's going to show up, whether it's from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice, or it's from the only five-star restaurant between New Orleans and Houston, Mr. Lester Steakhouse. You don't know who's showing up at this proverbial going-away party. What we do know is you don't want to miss the stories, the conversation, and the send-off that will be this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Back to Cypress Bayou. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Ailey's Angels is there to offer a helping hand when people suffer the devastating loss of a child. In 2023, that was more than 300 families in the Acadiana area. Offering compassionate, peer-to-peer support as well as financial assistance, Ailey's Angels is there to help. If you'd like to help this wonderful charitable organization, consider attending their annual casino night, May 4th in River Ranch. For more information, visit their website, aileysangels.org. That's AYLEESANGELS.org.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go in and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in, have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at therusticrenegade.com.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family run and family oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Renee Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean,
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices
humidor. We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lamberger's.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
William S. Nicole Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicole Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
It's a going-away party this week on Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Welcome back into the show, where Hour 1 is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Rene Girard. He is the stogiest. You can tour his 553-square-foot walk-in humidor with Rene, and he will help you find exactly what you're looking for. 3916 West Congress, that's Rene Girard. That's Piper's Haven. So let me introduce you to the crew we have here this week and explain why this is a going-away party, because you might get a little confused. Because I know you're probably going to turn the radio on or you're going to listen to the podcast next week and you might hear Sam again. But we don't always record in a linear timeline of what's going to air with regards to when it records. So what you're going to hear next week is going to be what we'll call residual Sam. It's just leftovers. This is the actual going away last weekend for Sam Stokes in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we wanted to make sure that Sam got a proper send-off. So we're going to start by introducing you to the crew here in the Top Secret Podcast. There, to my right, the chair of intoxication. He is the certified wizard of tobacco, Rene Girard. Good to have you.
It's good to be here.
Fantastic. All right. Across the table, he is another member of the OG crew. He is short pour Burley Pellerin, who, dear God, Burley, you're already through that pour?
And I've already poured a little more. So, yes.
We're going to pour you out of here when this is over.
Who poured that first time? So I somebody did. Short, you short
oh,
poured
don't,
me.
Don't give me that four-fingered short pour my rear end.
Glad to be here again. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. Across the table, sitting cat a corner. He'll be here for just a little while because we like to try and do things with our families occasionally when we might record. Is the Rustic Renegade, Caleb Morse. Caleb, thanks for coming in actually twice this week.
You know, I suffer through it. And just so you know, Burley, I thought that Papa Smurf poured me four fingers worth of Smurf fingers as well. So I doubled up on my glass as well.
Hey, just remember, Papa Smurf calls all the shots. In the corner, we have our new... somebody actually asked in social media, on one of our social media pages, did you guys clone Sam? Because we had a picture of Sam and Walker in the corner. They both wear glasses. No, we didn't clone Sam. Walker's his own person. Walker, good to have you back again this week.
Good to be here.
You serious about that? Because I'm...
Oh, I enjoyed. It's fun.
Okay, good. I love hearing that. That's outstanding. All right, to my left, he is Big Abetta Diamonds Finesse. We've had nicknames for Grant, and nothing ever really has come up or stuck the right way. I don't know. I mean, just welcome in Grant Galatas of William S. Nacol Jewelers.
It's hard when there's just no flaws. It's extremely difficult when you have this in front of you, and it's just find something to pick on.
So you're what, a VF8? Very flawed 8 level, right?
Is pretty, that more? Yeah. Much,
so yeah. Okay.
However you choose to translate it.
Yeah, very very flawed might be your nickname. That might fit.
Always good to be back, especially on this occasion. I was gonna say it's like losing a little brother, but we're much too old, so it's like a nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not yet grandchild, but it's a good occasion. Sorry, yeah. Sorry to see Sam go. I'd like to do a toast to him at some point before this is all done.
Well, we've got surprises throughout this week's episode for Sam.
Excellent.
Because, you know, you can't leave implicit bias empty handed. And while Sam has done his best to fleece us of as much money as possible to get paid to produce this show, we certainly felt like we had to do some things. Sam, I know you're busy, but we're glad you're here. Thanks for being around.
Thank you so much, man. I feel like I'm attending my own funeral right now. Well, emotional time.
Dude, you're moving to San Antonio, and I know what you're trying to get a job in. Or, you know, you're moving to Austin, and you're trying to get a job in. You essentially are attending your own funeral.
You're right. You're not wrong.
I'll let you tell Acadiana if you want. You can do that, and you can give me a signal here if you want to do that. I'll keep going if not. I love seeing that you're going bigger, better pastures, something different. Not bigger, better diamonds for less, bigger, better pastures. And I love that you're going for something different. So it's a pleasure to have you in. And like I said, we've got surprises. We've got stuff here this week that you're not going to hear on a lot of episodes of Implicit Bias, which means we got to get to it quickly. So Sam, we're going to let you go first. Our weekly whiskey this month from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice, is the High and Wicked Straight Rye Cask Strength. The mash bill on this is beautiful. It is 91% rye, 9% malt. Coming in at 62% alcohol or 124 proof. Sam, what do you think?
I think, first of all, you got to say good looking bottle. Really attractive bottle. I like that. And that sort of sets the stage. The first few sips punched me in the throat. I mean, they were tough.
Kentucky hug.
I went through a few bottles of water to just try to get through the heartburn.
Well, that's just because you're a wuss.
I mean, that's certainly, you're not wrong there, but I kept going because I had a feeling on the other side of that hill was going to be something really special. And I think it is. And it's just starting to open it up enough to where I can really enjoy it. And I'm not really at a stage yet where I can really pick out exactly what's going on there. I think you get the pepper on the front end for sure.
Absolutely.
But it gives way. It's almost what I'm getting early on is like a floral kind of thing going on.
Okay.
I haven't really been able to unpack exactly what's happening. Maybe come back to me on the back around. But it's after that initial punch in the throat, after it's opened up, it's really nice.
one of the things that we probably want to do with this is we want to put some water and whiskey in this, which is going to be available at New News. It's coming. We know it's going to be available at the Rustic Renegade, but proof it down maybe just a drop or two to see where it takes this and you get a little bit of a journey, because there's no doubt this bottle can stand up to a little bit of water.
Yeah, look, nice cinnamon, like a dense cinnamon flavor.
Yep. No, yeah. I absolutely agree. All right, let's go across the table to the man who's on his fourth short pour, Burley Short Pour Pellerin. It was wonderful to let you.
Where are we?
Yeah.
What time is it? Is this the second hour yet? No, this is really good. I agree with Sam a lot right there. It grabbed your attention right off the bat. It grabbed you. And it's got a really nice feel, a nice linger. Of course, this is a rye, and it's a higher rye mash bill, maybe because they pointed that out specifically, even though it is rye. But I don't know why they felt compelled to add that on the label.
Well, I just love that the mash bill is on the label, so you at least know what you're dealing with.
Well, yeah, because some people wouldn't, but Caleb and I were talking about it. That's why, right? Yep. There, because we both like the rye. But yes, very nice feel. It's got I hate to say the word. We use the word viscosity a little bit.
No, it is viscous.
But I want to say a little greasy.
It's oily.
Yeah.
It is oily.
But I like it, yep. Right?
I agree with you 100%.
A nice feel. It's got a nice linger. You know, I do the push tongue on the top of the top roof of my mouth to get that
as opposed to the bottom roof of your mouth.
But, yeah, top of my mouth. It's got a hint of cinnamon and a mild burn. Sam would probably say the burn's a little stronger, but for me, it's got a nice mild burn, but not sweet. But there's a hint of sweetness, and maybe it's the cinnamon or something, but yeah, very good. I just, this one's good.
Awesome. All right, Renee, out of his Glencairn glass, as opposed to his Czechoslovakian crystal Norlin rock heavy tumbler, which we consume with here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair.
I got one of those. I just don't use it.
I know you don't. It's all right. You actually have the Norlin Glencairn glass.
Yeah, it broke.
Oh, you broke it, and you didn't want to buy another one.
I didn't break it. It just broke.
Oh, it broke on its own.
All by itself.
Yeah, all by itself. Nobody else touched it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think of this, Renee?
I like this one. Initially, it hit me pretty hard, and I was like, ooh, I don't know. That's a little strong. But at, you know, 124, it kind of scares you off, but it doesn't. It just mellowed out. It's a great drinking whiskey. I'm like, you know, I'm with Burley and Caleb that, the rye, I like rye with that pepper, and this definitely stands up to that. And it's got the, you know, Sam's favorite word, cinnamon in it. I like it. I would buy this one.
I absolutely would as well. I might go past that. I actually noticed something really unique is that we set up a pour for Walker. And Walker, you're not typically a whiskey drinker. Like, your idea of whiskey's Jack and Coke, which is okay if that's what you like, correct?
Yes.
Because you're 9 years old. That's fine. Yeah. I kid. We live in Southern Louisiana. The drinking age is 12. No, seriously. But you're not really a big whiskey guy. But you finished your pour of this already.
It's good. It was really good.
See?
We got a new rye drinker. Walker,
there's a lesson that we kind of live by on this week's, well, not this week's show, but every week's show. And well, maybe it's not so much the crew. Maybe it's just me. Well, maybe it's just something that I try to live by, which is life is too short for cheap whiskey and ugly women. So we do our best to drink the good stuff here on the show. So let me tell you, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We're gonna monitor you here because this is 124 proof. I don't know how often you dive into that. Yeah, it had a little kick. Well, and you've got to continue to work with the show and edit things. So it's always fun. All right. Grant Galatas, William S. Nacol Jewelers. What do you think of this one?
I guess it's the very strong rye combined with the really high proof and then a pretty strong cinnamon taste. Everybody agrees. It hits you really hard right out of the gate. Burley's a seasoned veteran, so he says it's mild. But just like Sam, it hits me, just straight in the front, back, roof, whatever part of your mouth. It hits you pretty hard. Waiting for the flavors to kind of open up a little bit. But I guess it's just that real high rye with the 124 proof. It lets you know it's there.
Oh, no, it absolutely does. All right, Caleb.
So on the nose, I get leather, vanilla, and then like the campfire smoke. And not if you're using like a, you know, just pine that's lying around, but like an old school, like a real campfire that's going to hold heat for all night. That's what I get on the nose. On the palate, I get vanilla up front and then red hots. I get the red hot, that the red hot candies, the cinnamon there with a little bit of sweetness to it. That fades out, and then this is going to sound really weird. I get almost like a delicious Tasso flavor. Like if you ever make your own Tasso, and I use a lot of cayenne, everything else on top of it, and I normally smoke over pecan wood until it's almost like beef jerky. And that's the flavor I get in the mid palate. And man, this is my name all over it. I love the proof on this. I love the Kentucky Hug. I'm on my third micro pour, fourth micro pour on it. So this is damn good.
High and Wicked is what we are reviewing here on this week's episode of Implicit Bias, the cask strength straight rye whiskey. And when I tell you, and it's not straight, it's actually got 9% malt in it, but rye whiskey. So here's the flavors I get, and I'm curious because nobody stole it, so I'm wondering if it's just me. I get, and let's see if I can put all this together.
Dr. Pepper.
Oaked? No. Oaked, cinnamon, black cherry. Specifically black cherry, not oversweet cherries, not Luxardo cherry, but black cherry. I get heavy on this, but it's not, to everyone's point, it's not oversweet. It's got enough proof to it. It is oily and viscous, so it's got a long finish on it. And oh my goodness, where this one chimes in, this is one that, you know, if you want to sit around and you need that campfire that night, you want to get warmed from the inside, this will do it. This will make you want another sip and another sip and another sip. And it's not oversweet. You're just going to have to be really, really careful, because at 124 proof, you keep going with as many short pours as Burley has as he almost destroys the table again with his microphone. It's absolutely fantastic.
Let me drunkenly sign in here.
No, you're good.
No, let me tell you this. I just put a couple of drops of water in this because, as you all know, yep, by now, you should know, we're all sampling this neat, right? This is one where you can have a lot of fun exploring flavors of whiskey. What this just did to this glass, I'm like freaking out. This is...
Water and whiskey works.
Water and whiskey works. I put literally three drops from the dropper, and this is, I'm getting all kind of new stuff here. It is fantastic.
I need the water. I need the dropper. Sam, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I think this, we talk about a great whiskey tends to be a journey, and this one really comes through with that, where you get that peppery, you get the hit of the proof right up front with the pepper, and then it gives way to that nice cinnamon sweetness, and then that smokiness that I think Caleb touched on. And every time we sip it, I think you just find more and more flavors. It just takes you different places. And I think it also has like almost like a gobstopper effect, where even after you're done sipping it, it's still not done. Yeah. Like you're still getting flavors after it's gone, which is really interesting. And I think it is also really cool that even though this is an absolute heavy hitter, a 120 proof, someone like Walker, who's not very experienced in the whiskey world, can enjoy it as well. Because a lot of times I'll have a heavier hitting whiskey, give it to some of my friends, and they're like, this is pretty good.
Yeah. And that's when you know that you've got something special, when it's long and it's strong and it's down to get the friction on and it just keeps going, right? When you've got that going on in a whiskey and you still want more, you know that it's really, really good. And when someone who isn't experienced tastes it and it's just so smooth. Grant, then Caleb.
Just to let you know what seasoned veterans these guys are, I think I'm along with Renee on this, where I don't know, I don't pull all of the flavors out, but the manufacturer says the mouthfeel was thin and oily, cinnamon, clove, mint started the show. The middle featured tobacco leaf, apples, and vanilla. The back exploded with cinnamon, red hots, barrel char, and dark chocolate. So you guys nail it. It's hard for me to pull a lot of those intricate flavors out of it.
Hey, we do our best. Caleb, you wanted to chime in with something else on this one?
So I was really impressed once Burley out of the water, it lengthened the distance between the flavors. So like if you go on Sam's going to laugh at this. If you go on a nice walk and a good gardener will space the flowers out, that way you go through a journey and you smell things as you walk. Same thing with this. it created distance between the flavors. So I got to taste the flavors, enjoy them, move on to the next flavor at the appropriate time. Well done. Very well done.
So let's start. Caleb Wilson, you've got the microphone. We're going to start with you. First of all, we're going to play What Would You Pay for the What Would You Pay Championship Belt Chain presented by Luxury Limo of Lafayette. And then we're just going to go ahead and let you rate it. I think I know where this is coming in on the rating. But let's start with What Would You Pay?
This has got to be a what's called $92 bottle. I mean, at $92, and it's a blue for me, man. This is my first blue in a while.
92 and a blue. All right, Grant, what about you?
I'm going to get in trouble with Sam. I'm going to go a little less, probably 79. I would also give it a blue, though. After Burley put a little bit of water in it for me, it just blossoms.
Walker, what are you thinking?
85.
85, 99, and what rating?
Blue.
Blue. So for those who don't remember, red, yellow, green, blue, red, wouldn't drink it even if it was free. Yellow only if it's free. Green, I would buy it. Blue, I would seek this out. Renee?
I would say 85. Did somebody just do 85?
85.99. So technically, you're 85 now. Okay.
Yeah, I'll stay at 85.
All right, you'll stay at 85. Burley, short pour Pellerin.
I don't know if it's expensive because I try not to equate it is good whiskeys.
It is 5 years old because it does give us that on the label.
So I'm gonna go $65, but okay. I'm gonna say a definite blue. This is a definite blue.
Renee, you didn't give us a color rating, I believe.
I'll give it a green. I mean, I'm
okay. That's fair.
Green is good with me.
That's fair, Sam.
I'm in shock. I'm going to go blue.
Okay.
And I think inflation hit this bad boy. I'm going to go 110.
Oh, inflation hit it. Thinks it's 110. Okay. So this is a blue. I go blue as well. Renee squirreled. He's the only one. To me, this is absolutely a blue. This is a unique bottle. We absolutely got to go get it. Here's the really interesting part. I've got to figure out differential. Actually, the winner of the What Would You Pay Championship Belt Chain presented by Luxury Limo of Lafayette is Rene Girard. This bottle is $82.99. Yeah, he did $85.99. You said 85. Math is hard. I know. All right, so here's the really funny part. He's not the only winner, though, here this week on the show. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And we're going to tell you who also won when it came down to the What Would You Pay Championship Belt Chain on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years' experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AccessMed.com to find out more. AccessMed.com. Access Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at Eon of Louisiana.com. That's EON of Louisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Continuing the going away party on this week's episode of Implicit Bias, I'm Kevon Bordelon. We have too many people here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, to be quite honest. We have, of course, the person of the hour. I don't want to infringe Sam. Sam Stokes of Better Boot Productions. We have Walker Griffon, who is producing now and getting his feet underneath him, a new member of the crew. We have at the table Grant Galatas, Burley Pellerin, Caleb Morse, Rene Girard, OG crew of Implicit Bias. In hour one, we're brought to you by Rene Girard, Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. And by the way, Rene, how's the what would you pay championship belt chain feel around your neck?
It's heavy.
You're not the only winner, though, because, you know, Sam like did his best to make sure that he didn't win the what would you pay championship belt chain this week. Oh, Sam, don't lie. You guessed $110 on a 5-year whiskey. I mean, come on.
I think you should come give it on. To him anyway. Let him wear it one last time.
No, I think we're going to give Sam something else. I think we are going to give Sam something that we have
boxed up in the corner.
Over yes. here, yes, in the corner. So,
ooh, it's got gift wrapping on it. Even.
The crew has contributed to this. Is actually the first of the going away presents for Sam here on Implicit Bias. And we're glad he's going to get to open this on the air as he's sitting in the corner, doesn't know what to make of it because I think he's relatively shocked that we actually got him a present.
And he's ripping through it like a little kid on Christmas morning. It'd be like
an hour, right? Yeah.
Beautifully wrapped.
Well, can we, yeah, Grant
can we give a play-by-play on the air and talk about the phallic nature? Yeah.
Very masculine wrap, the wrapping yes. there, Grant. Thank you.
It's definitely a rectangle.
Yeah.
I'm going to point that out.
Well, no, that's just the box. You have to think about what's inside and what it could be molded after or shaped after.
And he has no idea what it is until he actually tries to pull this out of the beautifully packed box that almost looks like it came from Great Britain, would be my guess. And it's not a guess, but I'll let you think it is. You can hear Sam, what is that?
It might be the nicest thing that I own. This is an infinity bottle. It is deep blue.
It is. So it's not the deep blue, but it is the exact same Waterford lead-free crystal from William S. Nacol Jewelers that we use here on the show as our infinity bottle because we wanted you to have one to take with you.
Thank you guys so much. I mean, I just want to say this infinity bottle is not just great because of what it does. It is absolutely beautiful. Since we've had it, I've always kept it out on the shelf. And everybody that comes to the studio comments on it, like, what is that? I want to know about that. It is, I mean, it's a piece of art.
Sam's over there handling it like a basketball, throwing it between his hands, going around his back, between
it's
the
got
legs.
Some weight to it.
Yeah. So that's the first part. Grant, you want to chime in on that real quick?
Well, considering his age, I was going to fill it with Skittles. But the box would have rattled, so I didn't do that. But yeah, it's an absolutely beautiful piece.
And this is from everybody on the crew. This is something that we figured you didn't just probably want. It's something that you needed to have.
So when you move into your apartment, your new place, you can put it on top of the tallest milk crate.
I appreciate that so much. I mean, it's beautiful. And whenever I see it, I'm going to think of you guys. I'm going to think about the show. I'm going to think about the memories, think about all the whiskeys that we've had and kind of the journey that we've been on. It's been incredible. I remember the first time meeting Kevon and just he was excited. I remember he was like a Scrappy Doo talking about his idea for the show and what it was going to become. And I was looking at him like, this guy's out of his mind, but all right, let's do it. Sounds fun. And it blossomed into a lot of what he described early on and a lot of the goals that he set for it have been achieved. And it's been cool to be a part of that along the way. I think for me personally at this point right now, I think about the goals that I have for myself and thinking about where I am in my life right now and what I'm doing right now. I don't know that the path of that I'm on currently is going to allow me to reach that place. And
In order to get where I want to be, I'm going to have to make some changes in my life. So that's what I'm doing right now. And the guys have been so accommodating, and I've been so appreciative. I'm happy where the show's at right now. Just sitting next to Walker and allowing him to do the show for the last three episodes, he's been very good. He's caught on extremely quick.
He has.
Impressively quick. My ego's taken a little hit because of how quickly he's caught on. I thought I was pretty good at this, but it turns out you could catch on pretty quick. So I know you guys are in great hands. So I'm excited to see what you guys do moving forward, because I know that this thing is a rocket ship right now. And it's about to take off.
We are having tons of fun, Burley.
It's probably because he had a great teacher, Sam. You've done a great job, man. You made us sound good, right?
Yeah.
You've done a great job.
Anybody who can make Caleb sound like a physical male has, I mean, tons of talent. Tons of talent. Caleb, you want to?
No, you don't want to hear my real voice. No, I just, you know, I look at where we started at, and Sam's been there the whole way, and how not only have we grown as individuals, the show has grown. And man, I truly wish the best for you. I know that having a dream, having a goal, and chasing it is the hardest thing. Most people, they'll have this dream of where they want to be. They have an idea of the direction they want their life to go, and they never chase it. So kudos to you for having the gumption, having the balls, whatever you want to call it, to chase your dream.
Renee.
I think what it is that Sam just realized he needs new friends to get where he needs to go, and we were holding him back.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what it was. Pretty much what it was. Sam's also probably looking around going, I've now got an empty decanter and no place to get free, awesome whiskey.
Well, that's another thing. I'm going to get you some glasses to go along with it, because I'm sure your Tupperware collection sitting next to your Waterford decanter is not going to go so well. But seriously. It's funny that you said that, because Kevon came to you with an idea. He seemed very excited about it, because he knew where he wanted to go. And together, y'all just kind of took it hand in hand and really worked it out nicely. It's been a pleasure not only to be here, but just to watch you guys work. Good stuff.
It's all him. It's all him. Speaking of all him, let's talk about other people who are trying to spread their wings and do things that they hadn't done before. Maybe people are actually trying to do things that they actually did before, but other people don't want them to do it again. Meaning, we had a businessman who had never been in politics, who did exactly pretty much what Sam is doing. He was like, yeah, I'm not going to do this business thing anymore. I'm going to go do something else because I believe in it. I have to go do it. Well, lo and behold, the very first election he was in was for the highest office in the land, managed to win it. And he's going to run again. You could argue that he didn't win the last one. You could probably argue that he did win the last one and that it just wasn't on the up and up. And now what we are seeing, man, the week that we recorded this show, the day we recorded this show, so many things happening on this front that are relative to this. There are attorneys today arguing presidential immunity in front of the Supreme Court. We'll see how that goes. The president, the man whose attorneys are arguing it, couldn't be there because a judge in New York, who effectively has the Department of Justice arguing the case against Donald Trump, that judge said, no, you can't go to the Supreme Court today and be there with your attorneys, because you have to be here on a case that many argue is, and actually it was revealed what the case was a couple days ago. And it's interesting because the law that they're using is for someone trying to affect an election at the federal level, but it's being argued in a state court. In other words, the state should have zero standing in prosecuting this law. And on top of that, you then have a document case where the judge is ordering discovery and unredacting all kinds of documentation, where we are now finding out that, man, it certainly appears as if the DOJ was playing dirty to try and, for lack of a better term, trump up a charge. It's absolutely amazing how this goes. The one that we kind of focused on in the articles this week is the Presidential Records Act case. And what jumped out at me, and I'm curious to get some conversation here from the Top Secret Podcast layer, was what came out from some of the investigative journalists. Julie Kelly is doing absolutely fantastic work on X, what used to be Twitter, because she's actually releasing the documents. She's not just saying, hey, here's what I believe. She's saying, here are the now unsealed records. So the last set, or one of the last sets of unsealing of the records, comes where they are talking to the attorney for Donald Trump, who is meeting with the attorney for the DOJ who wants to prosecute the case. And this is the highlighted section. Upon Mr. Woodward's arrival, Woodward is Trump's attorney, at Main Justice, he was led to a conference room where Mr. Bratt, the prosecuting attorney, awaited with what appeared to be a folder containing information about Mr. Woodward. Mr. Bratt thereupon told Mr. Woodward he didn't consider him to be a Trump lawyer, and he further said that he was aware that Mr. Woodward had been recommended to President Biden for an appointment to the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. Mr. Bratt, the prosecutor, followed that up with words to the effect of, and I'm going to read it with intent here because there's almost no other way to read it. I wouldn't want you to do anything to mess that up. I'm curious as to how you here in the Top Secret podcast lair would take that comment from a prosecuting attorney who's trying to get you to basically roll on your client.
Well, I mean, it's simple. Those people have no problem rolling over on you to get what they want. And so they figure that everybody else is capable of doing the same thing. And that's pure and simple what it is.
Well, let's be
honest.
He's
trying to threaten a guy without threatening him with a upcoming job by throwing Trump under the bus, because they do it all the time.
So let me, I need to issue a point of clarification. Woodward is not Trump's attorney. He is Walt Nuata's attorney, who was going to be the star witness turning on Trump. So essentially, and this is from the court document. You can go look it up. Please don't believe me that this is out there. This is from the court document. Mr. Woodward has long been an extremely professional and upstanding officer of the court. Mr. Bratt's statement suggested a quid pro quo. Anybody remember somebody getting impeached over an alleged quid pro quo?
Yeah,
I do. It happened in Congress. The quid pro quo, that quid pro quo never happened. This one was suggested. We're going to have to continue this because somebody new just gave me a finger from the corner, and this one wasn't the 1 minute finger. So we'll be back on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited. Back to Cypress Bayou Casino. Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford crystal, Swarovski crystal, and a complete Pandora jewelry shop and shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around it, hasn't been around firearms, or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at therusticrenegade.com.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Wrapping up hour one of the going away party on this week's episode of Implicit Bias. As we do a little bit of reminiscing, we do a little bit of gift giving, and we tell Sam Stokes, hasta la vista, after this week on the show. We have been diving into a great story. We've had some fun in hour one. The story that we're in, though, is actually a continuation of the last segment. Quick introduction to who's here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. We have got absolutely way too many dudes in this room, all I'm saying. Across the table is Burley Shortpour Pellerin. Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade, is here for hour one. Rene Girard of Piper's Haven, who makes hour one happen, 3916 West Congress. Absolutely go see Rene. He will take care of all your stogie needs. To my left, we have Grant Galatis of William S. Nacol Jewelers. And in the corner, we have Walker Griffon, our new producer here on Implicit Bias. And of course, the man of the hour, Sam Stokes of Better Boot Productions. So in the last segment, and I can't believe I botched this, but we just got a lot going on. We were talking about Stanley Woodward, the attorney for Donald Trump's co-defendant in the documents case. Waltine Walt Nuata, N-U-A-N-A-U-T-A. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing his name right. If not, I'm sure he'll come find me and tell me because he knows about us. Anyway, how his attorney was basically threatened to try and get him to cooperate with the government in order to try and make the case against Donald Trump. Well, it got even worse as the week went on. And again, please don't believe us. Really, Julie Kelly has the links to all of the documents on this. And here's the really crazy part. And I'm curious as to what people here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair think about this. Caleb, you were mentioning during the break that a sitting president has access to, you called him TS. We're going to explain that for our listeners. Top secret.
Yeah. So that a sitting president has access to top secret information or secret information because the nature of their job as commander in chief gives them privilege. Now, they go through a similar background check, which would be an SF-81, which is the form you fill out to go through it. They go through something similar, but they're automatically granted the background check regardless of the outcome. A vice president, a secretary of state, a congressman, unless they have a current clearance, which has to be sponsored by an agency, do not have access to the same documents.
So let's be clear here. If I am president of the United States, number one, we're all in deep crap if that's the case. But if I am president of the United States, I have access to top secret documents while I am president. And then afterwards, because I already had access to them and I already knew it, correct?
Yeah, anything that came that you had access to during your presidency, you can maintain or keep possession of after your presidency.
So, in other words, Donald Trump.
Nothing new.
So, Donald Trump would by law have access to all of the top secret government documents while he was president, unless someone somehow manipulated a way to say, we're going to revoke that clearance, which if you go look at the declassification, the unsealing of the documents is exactly what happened by the DOJ. The DOJ actually sat down and said, how do we turn what he did legally into a crime? And they literally went and tried to revoke and actually did revoke his top secret clearance while he was president after he was no longer president.
Yeah, and so the cool thing about that is it leaves a wicked paper trail. Because you can't just go in and have that revoked. There are signatures that must be there. There are processes that you must go through. And it is a very, very easy to find paper trail.
And what's worse is it just, to me, completely pulls back the veil on the duplicity of what's going on. Notice, for those who are paying attention to the trial that's going on right now in New York, the opening statement for that trial was the second in charge of the DOJ, flown in to give that statement. And by the way, the DOJ under Joe Biden. Now you've got the DOJ working with the National Archives to try and create a crime where there was no crime. And wait, so this was when I forgot about this. This really is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. I don't care who you are. The fact that Donald Trump had top secret documents sitting in his Corvette in his garage with unfettered access is absolutely a terrible thing. He should go to jail for this.
Wait. I think you got that confused.
Thing. Yeah, we're all saying the same thing.
Did I get that confused?
Yes, yeah, it's Joe Biden that's got the Corvette.
Burley gets what I'm doing. Yeah, Joe Biden, who was never president when those documents were top secret, who never would have had access to them, who legally was not allowed to see, keep, maintain, keep them in any way. The same DOJ that is prosecuting Donald Trump today.
Yeah.
What did they say about good old Sleepy Joe? Grant, do you know what they said about Sleepy Joe with his documents?
No, but what I was going to say was you forgot you're dealing with a two-tier justice system.
Well, that's the only way this makes sense.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So well, if it's a two-tier justice system, if it's a two-tier justice system, Renee, what did they say about Sleepy Joe and his documents?
Oh, it was okay because, it wasn't that important and, he's president now. He wasn't president then, but he's president now, so it's okay.
Actually, if you really read what the DOJ said, and it was a special prosecutor who was assigned, the special prosecutor actually said, we don't think, number one, that anyone would convict him, because if we had to put him on the stand, we don't believe that he's actually remembers or is cognitive enough to defend himself.
That is exactly what they said. Would see where you're just prosecuting an old man. That's all it is.
Who can't defend himself.
Who can't defend himself because he doesn't remember.
Because he's a moron.
So hold on.
He doesn't remember what's going on.
Burly Shortport, because he's a moron. No, actually, because he's completely intellectually incoherent. And unless they've got, about 7,000 milligrams of uppers in his system, doesn't know what planet he's on, much less.
There again, one of the things that they would have to do is put him
on the stand.
Well, they would have to go and test his competency. And they don't want to do that because then that report comes out.
They already have a deposition. They didn't test his competency.
Right.
But they have a deposition, and that deposition has been heavily redacted.
Oh, yeah, because they don't want that out.
But what has come out is literally that, he got asked one question, took an hour and a half to answer it, and went. I mean, it was almost like he went back through his uncle being eaten by cannibals and corn pop and him having 3 degrees when he graduated and being top of his class on full scholarship. I mean, it literally was incoherent. It was the incoherent ramblings of someone who should not be sitting in the Oval Office, our opinion.
And he wanted chocolate chip ice cream afterwards.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you have 3 scoops, it's a crime.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
But that was an official evaluation, correct?
No. That was just the legal.
Which one was the evaluation where the guy came out and said, well, he's just a sweet old man who just kind of gets lost.
So there was no, that's maybe more angering, is that there was no evaluation.
That was the attorney's comment whenever they did the deposition.
There was just a deposition, and the attorney said, we are not prosecuting because we believe this would be the case. Again, please, whatever you do, don't believe this. Please don't believe this conversation. Please go look this up, because I'm telling you, the documents from government websites, they're out there. Grant,
just real quick. I used to think that top secret and classified, I used to think this was information where there was absolutely, it was unobtainium, just like our best whiskeys. But both presidents, Trump had it laying around in some showroom, one of the ballrooms, and Biden had them in his garage. I really thought these documents were under lock and key, and you needed white gloves just to obtain the key. But to find out that they're so open to everyone, if you wanted to infiltrate Trump's
business. Hold on. We're going to go to Burley next.
Or Biden's business and get a job as a maid or a custodian or whatever, and actually just be in charge of cleaning one of these rooms, you have such easy access to documents that are so classified.
You do, Burley.
But what I was going to say, what had nothing to do with this, I was just telling you that I poured another little short pour of this whiskey here. And
what
I
is put this, eight?
I put a few more drops in here, and this whiskey just keeps getting better and better. And you guys, I'm telling you, listening for whiskey, or you can listen to the politics stuff, whatever you want right here. I'm here for the whiskey. But right now, this is a journey, like what Sam said. It's a beautiful walk down the street with this whiskey, and I plan to pick up some of this.
So let me and let me give you the inside baseball on, because Grant's document conversation is actually highly relevant, because you would think, man, there's probably something in there that's really important. Another unsealed document. You know what it tells us is in there? You know what it tells us that they might be looking for? Documents related to something called Crossfire Hurricane. Do you know what Crossfire Hurricane was? Renee, what was it?
That was the, during the Obama administration, Eric Holder was selling weapons to the cartels in Mexico. They were encouraging dealers along the border to sell illegally to cartels so they could track them. And then they lost track of them.
Hundreds of thousands of weapons, by the way.
Lots and lots and lots and lots. So we're going to tie this into one other thing going on, because I firmly believe that there is a web here that is getting unraveled, and it has to do with the documents with Crossfire Hurricane, and it has to do with the case being argued in front of the Supreme Court the day we recorded this, which is what? Anybody know what they're arguing? Presidential immunity. So if the Supreme Court were to come back and say, oh, presidents can now be prosecuted for official actions, follow me here. Crossfire Hurricane documents are in the hands of people who might want to prosecute for bad things that happen. We got to go to break. Come back with hour two. We got plenty more. We got more gifts. We got more Sam. We got more short pour. We got more of your implicit bias.
Hey, Acadiana. I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior, or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure. 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
Hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. The going away party continues here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour two is brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. Grant Galatas is in the TSPL this week. He brought Big A Bet of Diamonds for less, just so you know. You, if you want to find him, if you want to go get him, 3802 Johnson Street, right between Gambino's Bakery and Aspen Weight Loss Clinic, right? Yeah, that's a sandwich of all ages right there, right? What, Grant?
It's a revolving door. You go to Aspen, you lose a little weight, you come go back, so you get engaged, get your wedding cake.
Go to Gambino's.
Absolutely.
Go see William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. They will take care of you. In the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week, you heard the voice of Grant Galatas. We also have with us, in the chair of intoxication, Rene Girard of Piper's Haven, the only certified master tobacconist in the state of Louisiana. We have the rustic renegade, Caleb Morse himself, of Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash. We have Burley Joseph Pellerin, or is it Joseph Burley Pellerin? Which one is it? Which one is it, Burley?
Burley Joseph.
Burley Joseph? Okay, Burley Joseph. Is that's what you call when you got in trouble?
AKA Joey. I mean, it goes
Burley Joseph.
On, you know, whatever.
Yeah. That's when you knew you were getting tanned. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I
for
thought.
Sure. Yeah. I was about to get a whooping.
Getting that whooping. I'm with you. Whenever the middle name came out, I was like, uh-oh, here comes the belt. I'm with you. In the corner, we have Walker Griffon, who is our new producer here for Implicit Bias. And we have Sam Stokes, the departing producer. And does he take the title of whipping boy with him, gents, as he walks out the door, or is Walker getting ready to inherit that?
Well, I mean, I think Sam would still be the whipping boy. We can still, you know, it's much better to talk about him when he's not here to defend himself. We don't have to hear his crap back at us.
I don't know. Sometimes
he would
it's
be
more
producer
fun.
Emeritus.
Sometimes it's more fun. I like that. Producer emeritus. Yeah. Yes.
For sure.
Well played, Renee. I like that. We have been talking about saying goodbyes and things of that nature. Well, you know, we talk a lot of national topics, but we've got a local one that just so happened to hit. And like, I send out topics to the crew, but every now and then we get that topic that just, it's poignant. And there is a gentleman in the state of Louisiana who is saying goodbye to something that he probably didn't want to, but man, maybe he just earned it. Walker, you want to play the story from WAFB?
The case is getting a lot of attention after a judge issued a rare and much talked about punishment for a man who admitted to raping a young teenager.
The suspect will serve prison time and will be physically castrated. Miranda Thomas spoke with prosecutors today. Miranda.
Prosecutors say many sex crimes go unreported because victims are afraid, but they're hoping this case serves as an example of what could happen when victims come forward.
Prosecutors in Livingston Parish say justice is finally served after 54-year-old Glenn Sullivan admitted he raped a young girl.
The allegations have began several years ago that Mr. Sullivan had repeatedly raped her, and one of the rapes, actually the first rape, at the age of 14, she became pregnant.
A judge sentenced Sullivan to 50 years behind bars and physical castration. Castration is something Assistant District Attorney Brad Cassio says is not common, but paints a clear picture.
The state legislature gives us tools that we can use to fight crime and protect victims. And this is one of those tools in a prosecutor's toolbox that we have at our disposal. And if I have the opportunity to do it, and I think that it's just and that the crime calls for it, I'm going to try my best to use it.
Current law says a judge can issue a chemical castration as punishment in certain sex crime convictions, but a defendant can choose physical castration, which is what happened in Sullivan's case. State Senator Regina Barrow is working on legislation to expand the use of physical castration as a punishment for child sex crimes. Under her bill, a judge could order a physical castration for anyone convicted of a sex offense involving a child under the age of 13. The bill passed through the Senate floor on Tuesday afternoon. Barrow says it is a necessary change.
And it would change individuals' thinking as it relates. At least they'll think about it once they realize the real true consequence of having it cut off or eliminated. It may actually make them think twice before their actions.
By law, Sullivan's castration will take place no later than 1 week before his release. However, the Department of Corrections will make the final decision.
DOC could do it next week, or they could do it 40 years from now. You know, the victim did her job by coming forward, reporting her case, and sticking with it. Our office did our job by prosecuting it. The judge did his job, and now we trust DOC to do theirs.
When I tell you that this is one of those places where Louisiana doesn't always lead the way. And as a Catholic with the death penalty, it gets hard because natural death is natural death, no matter what you've done. But nowhere in the Bible does it say you get to keep the nunus, you can get snip snip, right? I mean, this is where it's going, and Louisiana is going the direction of the more conservative states, as opposed to, go look up what just happened in California, where they were looking for harsher penalties for those committing sex acts against children, and it got voted down.
Well, I mean, that's because it's California. But, you know, when the story, they sentenced this guy to 50 years. Okay? He's 54. He ain't coming out. That's the key. Early release for good behavior. There is no good behavior in that case. He does 50 years. So why are we going to spend the money to castrate him? Now, if they do decide to let him out early, then you need to castrate him before he gets out. But why spend the money? Trust me.
I got one word for you.
He can probably use what he's got in prison because everybody else will.
I got one word for you. Appeal. That's why.
Well, Caleb? The psychological implications that go along with that. You are removing his manhood, which he was not a man. The moment he went after a 14-year-old child, he gave up every right of a man that he had. And if I was the father of this person, I would scream to the heavens that this is not enough. So,
and it just needs to be done sooner.
Yes.
Just do it now.
Yeah, do it now.
And look, be done
this,
with it.
This is a step that our state has made forward to try to help the victims of these crimes and give them some closure.
And I love the bill that is being put in play to where we use it more. It's just that simple. Grant, you want to chime in?
Well, if you kept reading, the beauty of this is that since it's South Louisiana, once they are removed, he has to wear them from the trailer hitch on his truck. He has to dangle around in traffic for the remainder of his life, which is very appropriate.
Yeah, no, very appropriate. This is one where, again, state of Louisiana, but the funny part is there's actually a tie-in story here. There is a tie-in story that I was like, man, you know, because we do a lot of national stuff. This came to us from the New York Post. It was published April 22nd, 2024. Former policy advisor Rami Shai charged with child sex offenses in the UK. A former senior policy advisor under President Barack Obama has been charged with child sex offenses in the UK. Now, he's been charged. We're not convicting him. We're not saying he's convicted. What I'm going to say is this, is that these people, they're everywhere. They are in places where you never would think that they would exist. They're all over. Which is why the real hero in this story is this young girl who came forward. This young girl who came forward and told her story and had the courage to do it in order to make sure that this didn't happen to some other young girl. Because trust me, if he did it to one, I'm hard-pressed to believe that it wasn't at least going to happen to another. Caleb?
I mean, when you imagine the nightmare she had in the first place, And then the courage she had to overcome everything. Because there are people out there that will say, oh, what did she do? Did she come after me? All these other things. And there are people that will try to make her a make her not a victim.
But they will victim blame.
But they will victim blame. And look at this young lady, the courage and moral gumption and constitution she had to come forward. I commend her because she overcame more than many, many don't.
I'm not familiar with the case, but what was the time frame between
I wasn't,
her being 14? And
I wasn't either, but they actually said in the story, the first rape when she was 14 was when she became pregnant.
Which resulted in a pregnancy and then it continued after that.
And then it continued after that.
But we don't know the time frame.
I don't know where they are now. Yeah.
Like, how old is the girl now?
I don't know how old she is now. Regardless of how old she is now, think about what she lived through at 14 years old.
It's just crazy.
Going through that. Sam, you want to chime in on this one? I saw you grab the microphone.
Yeah. Can I offer a dissenting opinion?
Sure.
In situations like this, I always think about a few things. First of all, are we sure that punishment deters crime in this nature? Like, are the people that are committing these crimes thinking about what the punishment actually is? I don't know that that's always the case. I also think about the people who actually have to carry out the sentence. Like, who's actually performing the castration? Like, who has, because that's always, that's been a thing historically.
It's T-Bob in the garage of the prison that they're going to, with a rusty knife. I mean,
who are the executioners in society has always been like an interesting philosophical question.
Agreed.
Like the damage that the executioner has to carry.
Especially with an executioner, that's different.
But the last part is always, what if someone is convicted incorrectly?
He confessed.
He confessed.
And here's the other side of this. The other side of this is our system is designed that, and this comes from our founding fathers, that 10 guilty men should go free before one innocent man gets convicted. Now, to your point, man, there have been some really shady things done by prosecutors. I mean, we've all seen it, right? If you've got good defense attorneys and you've got good people in prosecuting attorneys, you've also got bad people who are prosecuting attorneys. And bad people, yeah, I mean, OJ, no. When you start to think this, there's a margin of error here. And I agree that there is some margin of error that you have to consider. But in a case like this, where... especially if you look at statistics, the one crime that is almost 100% guaranteed recidivism, it's pedophilia.
Look at it this way, Sam. So I'm reading another article about it. The judge mentioned the only reason he gave this man this kind of sentencing is because this was not the only girl he's done this to. And I had to look at other articles to see. And Louisiana, where we are mainly run, all of our prisons and our jails mostly are private prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the highest rate of, how do you pronounce the word, recidivism?
Recidivism.
Out of the nation. That's because we don't want to rehabilitate the inmates. The best rehabilitation program we have is Angola. And once you're in Angola,
you don't come out.
So our prisons here do a very poor job of actually educating and rehabilitating inmates. But this, we had a man who was out, who was free, who was a repeat offender. And I can't find her exact age. Looking at what I found, I think she's around 16, 17 years old still.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's terrible. Grant, and then we're going to take a break, come back, go back to some whiskey and some gifts before the end of the show.
No, I was just going to agree with Sam because initially the death penalty was supposed to be the big deterrent. It was supposed to, across the board, supposed to deter people from crime. This is similar. This is a very harsh punishment, not as strict as a death penalty, but it was supposed to keep people from doing certain things, and it just didn't seem to work.
Well, that's the problem.
And Burley doesn't have a microphone, and he wants to chime in.
But the problem was that it was never swift enough. Okay, if you continue to live 30 years after your death sentence, then there is no deterrence. It needs to be swift. It needs to be apropos and fitting the crime.
Sam, I think the biggest argument that Sam has is margin of error, is human error and the ability for people to be prosecuted. I know, I mean, everybody's probably seen Making a Murderer, where you watch the facts of what comes out in the case and you're like, wait a minute. This just doesn't make sense that this 16-year-old is sitting serving a life sentence. There's got to be something to correct the system here. Unfortunately, we are an imperfect species running an imperfect system, which means we're going to get imperfection. And may God have mercy on all of our souls for what happens there. But there also has to be, and if there's one thing we know, it's that with zero accountability comes anarchy. So you've got to draw the line for accountability somewhere. And at some point, I look at it and go, well, they will walk with their life. We are not taking a life. Natural death will be natural death. And at some point, we've got to recognize that our implicit biases can benefit us, can get us in trouble, and can bring you back for the next segment where we jump back into some more weekly whiskey.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Ailey's Angels is there to offer a helping hand when people suffer the devastating loss of a child. In 2023, that was more than 300 families in the Acadiana area. Offering compassionate, peer-to-peer support as well as financial assistance, Ailey's Angels is there to help. If you'd like to help this wonderful charitable organization, consider attending their annual casino night, May 4th in River Ranch. For more information, visit their website, aileysangels.org. That's AYLEESANGELS.org. Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
How sweet it is. Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Welcome back into Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We have a rowdy, raucous crew for the going away party for Sam Stokes. Speaking of parties, party. We got parties coming up this summer for Implicit Bias. And man, do we have some great things going on. Let me give you the one that everyone is invited to first. July 12th. Just mark the date on your calendar. July 12th is Implicit Birthday. The show will be 4 years old. And guess what? July 12th is a Friday. It is a Friday, which means you don't have to get up and go to work the next morning. Well, some people who work Saturdays might. Grant's looking at me like I've got nine heads. But for the most part, you don't have to worry about kids being in school the next morning. You don't have to worry about camp the next morning. It is a Friday night at Rockin' Bowl. And oh, we got to make this announcement. Y'all ready for who the music is? Because your ticket this year and ticket prices, $100, standard entry ticket. Your ticket, though, will get you your cigars from Piper's Haven. Renee, you got cigars ready?
Yes.
Let's hear that. Say that again.
Yes.
You have cigars. We're looking at three cigars per person again. Is that what we're thinking about?
Yep.
Because that's what we did last year.
That's what we're working on.
So you're going to get your three cigars. You're going to get fed. You are going to get your whiskey tastings. The discussion I've had, we're at 30 distilleries and counting.
How many did we have last year?
I believe we were over 50 or 60 distilleries last year were represented.
I think it was kind of overwhelming.
We even had some tequilas represented. We had all kinds of stuff.
I mean, we had some great whiskeys.
We had some fantastic whiskeys. So you're going to get fed. You're going to get stogies. You'll get fed. You'll get smoked. You'll get boozed because you'll have your liquor. You'll have your liquor tastings.
Boozed.
And here's the big one. Because it's at Rockin' Bowl, your ticket to get in allows you to stay after the event for music. So we're going to go 6:30 to 9. At 9 o'clock, downstairs at Rockin' Bowl. Burley, you want to take a guess who's playing at Rockin' Bowl?
A band.
A band would be correct.
A band.
How about Spank the Monkey?
What?
Spank the Monkey is going to be playing, and your entry ticket to Implicit Birthday keeps you in to listen to the music, hang around, and have a grand old time at Rock and Bowl on a Friday night. Going to be a fantastic event.
Let's not really forget what everybody gets, though. They get fed.
Yeah.
They get stogies.
Yeah.
They get some booze.
Yeah.
They get to see us.
They get to hang out with the crew from Implicit Bias.
They get to hang out with us.
Wait, what's time out?
How great is that?
More important than that, can we bowl while we're there?
Bowling's on you, Renee, because I know you break stuff.
Yes.
Bowling's on you.
I league bowl, man. We're number one in our league. I'll have you know.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. We are.
So we are going to have that opportunity. That's July 12th. Now, here's the fun part. So go back a month. So go back from July, go to June. But instead of July 1-2, go to June 2-1, June 21st, summer supper at Mr. Lester's. We are going to give away again couples admission, golden tickets for couples to get in. You will be with the crew. You will have a Friday night dinner in the cigar lounge at Mr. Lester's with the crew from Implicit Bias, with hotel rooms provided by Cypress Bayou Casino. We're looking at 35 couples total. We're looking at a lot of people. We've already given one away. Stay tuned to our social media. You can figure out how you find tickets, how you win golden tickets to summer supper at Mr. Lester's. Man, let me tell you, it's going to be a really, 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 really good time.
Let me tell you, the past few experiences we've had there, this is over the top.
It's always special.
If you haven't taken a trip down to Mr. Lester's lately,
shame on you.
Shame on you, because the food is top notch. The service is unmatched anywhere. Yeah. It's unmatched.
Just watch our Facebook, to be quite honest, because we always repost kind of their weekend specials that Chef Willie's putting on. And I actually commented on one of the pictures. They did a fish. It's Mr. Lester's. It's steak. But he did a fish. Do you remember what the fish was?
It was a cobia.
Yes, lemon fish. When the plate came to the table, my comment was...
I think there's more crab meat on that fish than there was fish.
I told you that night, I ate that more than anything. It was divine.
It was awesome.
There was enough crab meat on that plate to actually settle the U.S. debt and make us solvent. I mean, when you start thinking about how much that was worth, it was that much crab meat. Fantastic. Go down to Mr. Lester. Speaking of which, we got more weekly whiskey in the Top Secret Podcast layer. This is the flight that's available at Mr. Lester's. I'm going to start with the Calumet 8. I love this bottle. It's only a 90 proof bottle, 45% alcohol by volume, but it does give to some notes that some other people tasted in here. It does give a little banana. It does give a little banana runts on the palate, but oh my goodness, just sweet enough. I would like it maybe to be a little more proof. That would make it perfect, but man, still really, really good, delicious, part of a 3 whiskey flight at Mr. Lester's in the month of May. Renee, you have the rye. Is that what that is?
No, I have the, it's the small batch bourbon.
How many years?
Well, it's a blend of the 15-year-old and 8-year-old.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, it's a 86 proof. The thing I got off of that, the first thing that hit me when I was nose humping the glass, I was getting, well, you know.
That's what we call it.
That's a Kavan term. He taught me that. I got the caramel just popped immediately.
Out of the glass.
Yeah, but when I went to drink it, I didn't pick that up. It didn't have the sweetness to it, but it was very, very flavorful. Not strong. It doesn't overwhelm you. It's just a nice, smooth drinking whiskey.
Now, Burley, you had the last bottle that's in the flight of Calumet at Mr. Lester Steakhouse this month. As we get set for in the month of May, what? The Kentucky Derby.
Yep. So I've got the 10-year Kentucky Straight bourbon. It's 100 proof. It's a mid-range rye mash bill, so it's got an 18% mash of rye. It's it's pretty pleasant. To your point, what you said a while ago, I do taste a little bananas Foster. It's got a little sweetness to it, and coming off of what we just drank, it's hard to follow up and come up with something really good behind that. But this is pleasant. This is pretty good.
This is basically everything that is special from Calumet Farms this year as a release, and this flight for the 3 pours.
I want to know if they did this because of the Kentucky Derby.
We did. Chef Willie and I got together, had this conversation. We did this for the Kentucky Derby.
Trivia. I don't know if Sam knows this. What came out of Calumet Farms? You don't know. It wasn't llamas.
No, it was Secretariat. Yes.
So let me ask you.
I was going to say Man of War at first, but I knew it wasn't Man of War.
Secretariat was out of Calumet Farms.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with a flight, so you get to sample these three whiskeys.
All three.
With a decent pour. They don't.
3/4 of an ounce on each one. That's not a small pour.
It's not a small pour. It's certainly more than what you gave me the first time around over here.
Shut your mouth.
I've had to keep pouring. I've had to do 8 of them to get up.
37 times he had to pour.
But this is something special, and Mr. Lester's does a fantastic job of offering these flights.
They do.
This one right here, tell the people what we're talking about right here.
$40 for all three.
All three. Oh
my $40 God. Bucks for all Come three on. In the flight, which is absolutely
now,
absurd.
Shut Come your on. Mouth.
Savon, what do these bottles go for?
Oh, these are 3-figure bottles.
Really?
Yeah, these are close to 3-figure bottles.
I mean,
so
for $40, you're getting
all of them.
Yeah. Instead of going buy, you know, $150 bottle of whiskey, you can go to Mr. Lester's and get 3 different tastes. And then for $40, you know what? You can do it again.
Well, and here's the really wonderful part. You can do it and you can smoke a stogie. In the only restaurant in the state of Louisiana where you can have a cigar.
At the same time.
At the same time. Yes.
And I loved when she answered that the other day, the chairman.
Yes.
When she answered that, said, well, why do you do that? Because we can.
Yep. Because we want to. And they can.
And they can.
And it is absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, we have lots of great stuff going on. We have lots of great whiskey. Go see Mr. Lester's. Tickets for Implicit Birthday. We're going to look to start availability in May. They're going to be available on Rock and Bowl's website. So you will go to Rock and Bowl's website to buy tickets. We will let you know when that happens. So I think it's time for the crew here. And I feel terrible because I didn't realize Caleb had to leave. And we have another present for Sam. We actually have something else that Sam won this week on Implicit Bias. So, Burley, can you vamp a little bit while I grab this in the microphone and just not come grab it because it's all on the other side of the table. I'm just going to spin around. But if you can talk about why we would do something nice for Sam, because I don't know why we would do it.
I still don't understand why. I mean, he's abandoning us and we're going to reward his abandoning us.
Well, with the show, as the show has grown and developed, Sam's just been such an integral part of it. And just
it's gotten too easy for him. He got so used to doing it, it's just too easy for him.
You know what I just got? No, not the urge to run to the little boy's room. No, I just got the 1 minute finger from the corner. So that means we're going to have to do this in the next segment. We're going to do this in the next. This is going to be perfect. Next segment. Sam's final present from the crew here at Implicit Bias. When we come back.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Attention commercial real estate agents of Acadiana. Take your entire commercial real estate portfolio online with Matterport. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport interactive 3D models are revolutionizing commercial real estate. Manage day-to-day operations from anywhere. Accelerate time to market, reduce risk with remote training, and so much more. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today, 337-984-8498, or visit RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's NOUVEAUPHOTEAU.com or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
or
got...
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergers.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Hour two of Implicit Bias rolling on here as the going away party for Sam Stokes continues. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour two brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers. 3802 Johnson Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Big A Bet of Diamonds Finesse. And for those that don't know, I don't go to a place where I wouldn't actually go and buy. For example, if I'm going to buy cigars, it's rare. I don't buy them often, but I'm going to see Renee. If I'm going to buy diamonds, I'm going to see Grant Gelotis. And guess what? That's rare too. But it's where I go. Right, Grant?
Absolutely. Can I change my nickname to High and Wicked?
High and Wicked.
You like
no,
this stuff?
No.
Or do I? Yeah.
No, no, look, very flawed.
This stuff is very.
No, very flawed. No.
Hey, it was worth a shot. Yeah, so.
It was worth a shot. All right. So we teased at the end of the last segment that we were going to give Sam yet another gift from the crew. This again came from the OG crew, Kathleen, Burley, Caleb, Renee, Grant, myself. We all wanted to chip in because, man, we know that we gave you Deep Blue, the Waterford lead-free crystal decanter.
You didn't give him Deep Blue. You gave him a replica.
Correct, a replica
of Deep Blue.
Well, we gave him something where he can create his own Deep Blue.
Yes.
And we figured it needed a starter pack. Well, you know, our weekly whiskey partners at New News, they are fans of Sam too. And what Sam is looking at is a bottle, actually it's a tube, of Colonel Taylor. But here's the part about this that's special. This is not the Colonel Taylor bottled in bond that everybody sees for $100. This is the barrel proof, uncut, unfiltered Colonel Taylor. Somebody needs to grab your phone and plug in Colonel Taylor, uncut, unfiltered, and see what the secondary price comes up on that one. Because Sam, that is going to be an absolute blue.
Yeah.
This one is absolutely unobtainium.
But now you know what Sam's going to do is he's going to put that thing on the secondary market, and that'll pay for his move and his first year's living expenses.
Sam would never do that with this bottle right here because Sam's better than that right there.
Well, here's the crazy part. We're going to find out how much Sam loves us, whether he decides to have the first drink with us or not. No, no pressure, Sam. I'm kidding. No,
I brought
no.
It. I brought no, a cigar. No. We're going to, after the show, I brought a cigar, Sam. We can go sit and have a taste.
Sam, what's the proof on this bottle? What did this one come in at? Barrel proof, uncut, unfiltered?
Okay, Grant, can you tell me?
131.
Oh,
131, baby. This Colonel Taylor, so I have had tastes of this particular uncut, unfiltered before. Now, I don't know if it's the same release. I don't know if it's the same barrel. I mean, because it becomes very unique in each bottle at this point.
Yeah, every barrel is going to be totally different.
But what I have had has been absolutely off the charts.
Well, it just lost 20% of its value because he opened the tube.
Well, it's about to lose a lot more of its value because we're opening this thing up and we're going to try it tonight.
Actually, the tube is not affected by opening.
No,
there is no seal. There is no seal on the tube.
It is not. So I was actually we benefit with what we do at Implicit Birthday. We benefit Acadiana Veterans Alliance. And we actually auctioned off a bundle. As Caleb and I were asked to be the auctioneers for the event, we auctioned off a bundle that had a bottle of this in there. The bundle was four bottles, and it went for right at $2,000. And there was the cork. You might have heard it in the background.
I'm looking at him with my eyes as big as you can see. He literally freaking opened it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a microphone. I was trying to say, no!
I felt like bottle. A good-looking girl in a crowd just now. Everybody's eyes in there.
Look, you opened it. We're drinking it now.
So we're gonna get a taste of that as we go through some of the other stories.
And holy crap!
Look, this is what we have always said, which is great whiskey is designed to be consumed with great friends. So Sam, enough for me to basically wet the palate. There we go. Thank you. Because this, you need to take this with you, and we want you to remember all of us. We want you to remember all the partners of the show. We want you to remember everybody. And there's Renee getting greedy. Love it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Renee getting greedy. Because this, oh my goodness. Yes, Grant said it, the cotton candy effect.
I didn't even taste it.
So let's talk about dollars and cents in this segment. As Sam sits down, he gave himself a nice pour, which is fantastic. Dollars and cents. So here's the story that I sent. And this is one where you're going to be like, well, I don't quite understand how we could get here, but are we here? So the story is this. It comes to us from thedebrief.org, but it's actually been reported in multiple places. The story is that a NASA veteran's...
Hang on, we're cheers and Sam.
Oh, yes,
right
there
now.
We go, okay.
Hey, best of luck to you, Sam.
To Sam
Stokes. All the best to you. This is... Yes. We hate to see you go, brother, but we want nothing better for you, brother. Best to you.
Oh, my goodness. That lives up to the billing.
Yeah.
So, a NASA veteran's propellantless propulsion drive that physics says shouldn't work has now produced enough thrust to overcome Earth's gravity.
See, and I read that article, and I did not understand it.
Well,
how
okay.
can you have a propellantless drive?
Electrostatic energy.
So, okay, so let's talk Nikola Tesla here. Let's talk Nikola Tesla. When Tesla died, anybody know what Tesla was working on right before he died?
Well, he was trying to broadcast electricity.
He was succeeding in broadcasting electricity. He had a location in Colorado. Please go look this up. Don't believe me.
Well, he had one in New Jersey,
He too. Did. He did. He had a large Tesla coil, and he was planting light bulbs in the ground up to 2 miles away that would light up when he turned everything on. He had figured it out, apparently, at some level.
And then Hillary got to him.
Well, apparently then he became a friend of the Clintons.
Yeah.
Right? Or he became privy to something that would have put Hillary Clinton in jail because he passed away.
Yeah.
The really crazy part about this is I teed up this story because I thought, man, this story is absolutely worth the conversation. And then across all of my feeds, I get yet another really interesting story related to this, which is this one. Which is U.S. congressman actually goes on the record, says revealing UFO technology is a, and I quote, threat to the energy sector. Well, no. Right? I mean, you're talking about a guy who's potentially saying we can create or we have access to free energy. The ramifications of that are as deep as the flavor in this bottle of Colonel Taylor, uncut, unfiltered. Because if everyone had free energy now, all of a sudden, I mean, think about everything that's made out of oil.
Well, I mean, they would still use that oil to make plastics and everything else.
Some of it.
You know what? The big thing is, then we could charge our electric vehicles for free that they're making us buy.
Well, you wouldn't even need to necessarily buy it. I mean, think about the electricity in your home. Think about the gas that goes in your car. Think about the gas that goes in your lawnmower, your boat, your ATV. Think about the diesel that goes in the trucks to transport everything. Think about jet fuel that puts people all around the world. Think about the electricity that powers everything that we do down to this very podcast, all of a sudden costing nothing.
Yeah, but that it's going to cost something because somebody's going
to buy.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to go in. Well, somebody's going to produce it. They're going to license somebody to do it. Somebody's going to make money off of it. They're not going to let it go for free.
Well, that's the hard part. They don't want to let it go for free. Grant.
This technology, it already exists. Not in our realm, but it does exist. Go rewatch Joe Rogan talking to Bob Lazar.
Oh, go rewatch Joe Rogan talking to Tucker Carlson a couple days ago.
But no, look, it would upset so many things. All the money involved in oil and petroleum, everything, it would upset that and make them obsolete instantaneously.
Potentially it's even pharmaceuticals.
It's a cheap, renewable, endless supply of energy that could power our cities, power everything.
All right, so we're going to wrap up this conversation because Sam looks like he's almost done with that glass in the corner. Sam. I've got to ask your review on that Colonel Taylor uncut, unfiltered.
My goodness.
The afterglow.
This is one of the most deeply intense flavors that I've had in a whiskey. I mean, we talked about the previous, we gave the High and Wicked a blue because it just lasted so long and it was a great story and it told you so much. this one pulls you in deeply quickly. I mean, it's like going into a black hole of just really intense, really, really good flavor. I'm getting a, it feels like a dried fruit type of thing in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the proof definitely comes through right at the beginning. It definitely holds up to even the most discerning whiskey hound. You get the evaporation, the cotton candy effect. I mean, the intensity of this flavor is something else.
This bottle is, to me, it is a masterpiece. I mean, when people say, oh, this is, you know, this is, think of a great author, right? This is a Walt Whitman. This is someone who has been on the stage for a while as an author. When you get a bottle like this is Shakespeare. This is Tolstoy. This is someone who weaves something completely different with words, as Buffalo Trace with this particular bottle has created something completely different with whiskey. Burley, you want to chime in, then we're going to go to break?
For you to have this proof of whiskey and the complexity and the drinkability, this is, again, we are drinking this neat. This is 131
proof.
131 proof. Neat.
And it doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't. No. It does. It does.
It will eventually.
It does, and it will in a few minutes. But right now, to be able to drink. So, Sam, thank you for sharing.
Thank you
that
for
with
sharing,
us. That
buddy.
That was your gift.
And guess what? We're not done, because we're going to share one with Sam that has been his all-time favorite forever before we close this out in the final segment of this week's episode of Complicit Buyer.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
Real estate agents in Acadiana, listen up. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport 3D virtual tours are revolutionizing the real estate industry. Matterport 3D tours give potential buyers an immersive 3D virtual experience with access to floor plans and accurate measurements, leading to more listings and more sales. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today, 337-984-8498, or look us up on the web, RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30 plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AccessMed.com to find out more. AccessMed.com. Access Medical Solutions. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Final segment of the goodbye episode for Sam Stokes on this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour 2 brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. We have here, wrapping up Hour 2, still in the TSPL, to my right, Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist, Rene Girard of Piper's Haven. Across the table of Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, he is burly, short pour Pellerin, and I promise you, he has not been short poured this evening. We have to my left, Grant Galatas, the man of William S. Nacol Jewelers. Bigger, better diamonds for less. Very flawed 8 in the house tonight. That's it. It's sticking, Grant. That's it. Wicked. It works. Nope. You don't get high and wicked. Nope. You are not high and wicked. You are very flawed.
VF8.
Okay. And in the corner, we have our new producer who has been running the board for the last 3 shows or so. He is Walker Griffon. You might know his dad, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to get you to know Walker. And of course, we have the man of the hour. He is Sam Stokes. So I think everyone has said it here. I got to make sure I say it on the air. Sam, thank you for sharing that bottle that we gave to you as a gift, that Colonel Taylor, uncut, unfiltered, which was just fantastic. And I think honoring of the occasion that is tonight. Now we pulled out another big gun, and it's not.
Now I want to say, you pulled that big gun out, and we've never got to participate in that. It's only because Sam's leaving. So Sam needs to leave more often, is what you're needing to say.
Well, here's the good news. The good news is you get to partake of it. The bad news for you, Renee, is you're not going to remember this. It'll be okay.
I'm good.
You're good. No, we know you're good. But we had to bring out Deep Blue. Deep Blue comes out on special occasions. We'd taken a little taste of it when we came to the new TSPL somewhere in downtown Lafayette. So we had to bring it out with Sam in the Top Secret podcast lair for potentially the last time as producer, technically. So what we had to absolutely do was get everybody a taste of this. Sam, you've got a pour. Does this live up to maybe what that Colonel Taylor was? I don't know if it does. I mean, that Colonel Taylor is just special. This is really, 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 really good, but I don't know if it's that.
That's not fair. We've had a lineup of incredible whiskeys tonight. My goodness. Back to back with the Colonel Taylor is a tough spot to be. That's a tough follow.
But I don't know. You still get the high proof on this.
Yeah, it's different because the other great whiskeys we've had tonight, a lot of them really come at you right on the front end.
Yeah.
This one doesn't so much. This one is incredibly smooth. Ridiculously smooth considering the type of whiskeys that we put in there, because we put some high proof
There's probably nothing under 107 proof in here.
This thing is incredibly flammable, but it doesn't jump at you. It is smooth, and then it's luxurious. It is decadent. It is rich. It has a really luxurious candy caramel flavor that just coats the tongue and just sticks with you. And the cool thing about it is it's ever evolving. It changes every time we open it. And every time we open it, it's a little something different, but it's always incredible.
It was more high proof last time than I believe it is this time, but I believe we've got more caramel this time than last time. Burley?
Well, I didn't have it last time. I didn't have it when we first moved. I missed the first show here, but God, silky.
It is silky and luxurious. Absolutely.
This whiskey right here, if this was in a bottle.
Oh, what we could charge for this.
Oh, my gosh. It is
in a bottle.
it's divine. If there was a way to match exactly what we've done with this again and again and again, my goodness. Oh, yeah. It is silky. To Sam's point, it's decadent. It's You get so many flavors.
It's smooth. It's powerful.
It is powerful. But
it's a little spicy. But it doesn't. When you need
it to
be.
But it doesn't grab you. It doesn't grab you by the throat and make you take a deep breath. This one sits there and it's just, oh my goodness.
But it does deliver the knock.
And I haven't even started my own Infinity bottle yet.
Well, you actually said I didn't think this would be good.
I told you.
Don't doubt me.
I didn't think it would be good because we've had so many different types of whiskeys along the way.
A bunch were good. A bunch of blues, but they all have their tastes are so different. You would not think that those flavors together would work.
We've had high rise. We've had sweets. We've had burn. We've had whatever. We had low. Yeah. Low, I mean, just
we've had a lot.
We've had a lot. Yes, you've had a lot, Sam.
Yeah, we talk about coating the tongue. This one grabs the tongue. This one hugs the tongue. This one does not let go. And you don't want it to let go.
No. The flavor on this, it is oily. And it's not over oily. It's just oily enough. It is caramel, and it is a caramel bomb,
silky,
but it's not oversweet.
It is silky.
It is luxurious.
It is like fine, fine chocolate.
Yes.
It's velvet.
That just melts.
It is.
No, seriously.
I'm getting a little verklempt over this.
Yeah, a little verklempt. I mean, what is that, velvet?
It is beautiful. What is this, velvet?
What is this?
Yeah, it's just that good. So speaking of that good, and Sam, we hope that you enjoy that we broke this out for you because we were actually looking at it going, man, we've got a lot kind of in the decanter at this point, and now maybe not so much, but that's okay. When we talk about being that good, if you saw the Ryan Garcia-Haney fight last weekend, Ryan Garcia was just that good. And there were a few things about it that jumped out at me through the course of the fight, because if you think about boxing, I mean, boxing labeled the sport of kings. Mike Tyson about to get back in the ring. And if you remember, Mike Tyson was the last great fighter before people started to realize just how corrupt boxing was. And this Garcia fight, with everything that Garcia was doing on social media, Grant, I know you saw it. I know you saw everything that Ryan Garcia was saying on social media, saying I kind of appeared to be a little crazy, claimed to be ADD. You saw his personality change dramatically in the post-fight interview. He seemed real ADD and then all of a sudden calmed down. But what grabbed me about that was this. I'm watching this fight and I get it. I'm not a boxing judge. But there was no doubt who was winning this fight. There was no doubt who was just dishing out an old-fashioned whooping. No doubt. And then the announcer comes on at one point and says, I've got this fight 112 to 112. And you're like, wait, what? Ryan Garcia knocked down Haney officially 3 times in the fight. If you count the actual knockdowns, it was more like 4 or 5. He knocked him down in the first round, and Haney had never been knocked down. And you've got some commentators saying, I got this 112, 112. And then in the 7th round, Haney just got beat. And I don't mean beat like he got defeated. I mean he got beat like Ike beat Tina. I mean, he got beat. And it was, and look, I'm not in any way condoning domestic abuse. I'm just saying how bad it was. That's how bad Garcia took out his frustrations on Haney in that round. It was obvious who won that fight. And the referee really got in the way because Haney couldn't stand up on his own feet. You watch the fight, Grant?
Well, being high and wicked as I watched this fight.
All right. Very flawed.
Okay.
Nice try, Grant.
Yeah, you're not going to get to claim your own nickname. Yeah,
come on. Y'all have known me long enough.
Nice try.
If you watch the fight, Ryan Garcia came out on fire, and he took the first round. Now, in boxing, it's a 10-8 scoring system, so you must judge each round by a 10-8 or 10-9 must.
Correct.
Provided there's not a knockdown. Now, if someone dominates the round, and should there be a knockdown, and it's ruled a 10-8. Now, Garcia came out in the first round and dominated the round. 10-9. There was no knockdown.
No, there was a knockdown in the first round.
That's right. Yep. So you can give them that one.
But
10-8.
They didn't score it as such.
No. They did.
Well,
we're going to talk about the judges' final scorecards in just a second.
And then Haney won 2-5 or 2-6.
That is a really subjective Haney
if
won.
But if there's no knockdown, then it could go either way on a 10-9 must.
And
system.
That is what one commentator who was watching the fight said. So I agree with you there. That is what he said. That's the justification.
But don't kid yourself. Boxing is the most corrupt sport, always has been, always will be. If you think back to Roy Jones Jr. when he was in the Olympics.
He destroyed that fighter in the Olympics.
Correct. But with that kind of scoring system.
It was a Cuban boxer, if I remember right.
I can't remember, but he sat in the ring until they closed the arena at like 11 o'clock at night because it was so unfair. It cost him the gold medal. But if you watch this fight, clearly Garcia dominated in the later rounds. It was bad because boxing is just that corruptible.
And here's the funny part. Final judge's scorecard. One judge scored at 115 for Garcia, one scored at 114, and there happened to be one judge who scored it 112-112. Garcia won, though, just like you did for listening to this week's episode of Implicit Box. Catch us next week.
Implicit Box is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.